Hey everybody, welcome in. It's Tuesday. My name is Barbara, and as always, we have a great show coming your way and a special guest. Frank Fodoraro is with us. He's from the East Bonner County Library. He has all kinds of information for us about the library, but specifically, we're going to drill down into the lifelong learning programs, the tutoring, which is an amazing program. I learned about it a while back. And it seems to me one of the most practical and valuable services of all the services they have at the library that you can tap into. So opportunities for tutoring, but opportunities to be a tutor. So we're going to get into that with Frank in just a little bit. Right now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, it's going to be all about the library.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Have you tried the new Fastlane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Selkirk Press, your hometown printer since 1924. From concept to completion in one location. They offer in-house graphic design, printing, copying, laminating, coil binding, mailing services, even pickup and delivery. That means faster service and convenience for you. Any order, large or small, Selkirk Press will make you look good on paper. Selkirk Press, 1714 Industrial Drive by Sandpoint Airport. Helping you stand out with custom in-house printing and design.
Hi, this is Jeff Gove, former PGA Tour Pro and Director of Instruction at the Idaho Club in beautiful Sandpoint. I'd like to invite you out for a great golf experience on the only Jack Nicklaus signature course in Idaho. We are open to the public 7 days a week. Check us out online for tee times and rates at theidahoclub.com. Your green fee, as always, includes cart and range, and after your round, enjoy our full bar and restaurant. For more information, go to theidahoclub.com or call 208-265-0400.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, northidahoradio.com.
Hey there, listeners. Thanks for being with us today. Let me introduce you to Frank Fodoraro. He's with the East Bonner County Library. Frank, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, I'm going to make this easy on you guys. I have books to give away today. This one is called Chicken Soup for the Soul. This is in honor of my library guests, so we're giving away books. And this book is wonderful. It's your 10 Keys to Happiness. You know, we like 10 easy keys, 101 real life stories, and it talks about gratitude, counting your blessings, freeing yourself through forgiveness, helping someone, Boy, do I like this one. Having less stuff. Simplify, simplify, simplify. That is my new mantra. Think positive and lots of other ideas to read real life stories to lead you in those ways. So, if you can call 208-265-8255 and you can tell the wonderful, handsome man that's going to answer your telephone or the telephone, you're going to tell us who the guest is today. What's his name? Okay. So that's your question. And so we're going to get to it right now with Frank. And Frank, tell us a little bit about, I want to start with lifelong learning, because I think that's such a huge part of what is wonderful at the library. First of all, tell our audience an overview. What is lifelong learning all about?
Well, at the Lifelong Learning Center, we aim to be a resource for individuals who want to learn something or learn a new skill for professional or personal growth. Basically. And so we're there, I see us as being like a catalyst to be there to have the resources available to help them on their journey in life, no matter what age they are, younger or older. There's everyone's always learning something new and progressing in life and learning new ways to do things and things like that.
I love the idea that it's a resource center. Let me ask you, are these resources that are, this is what's available in the library through books or digital or tutoring, but is it reaching out and connecting people with other resources in the community to continue this lifelong learning?
Yeah, we're looking into also is seeing what the community, what the needs are, or what the community would like to learn about. So, where this one of the things that I think, because I've only been there for 5 months now, and I'm looking into what we can do to reach out to the community and find out what they want. Mm-hmm. Right now, when I stepped in, we have our tutoring program, and we do tutoring for academic. Different subjects like math, language arts. We do GED, SAT. We also proctor exams. We in the past we've done citizenship training, things like that. So whatever we can find, I think, that the community wants, we would look into doing that. One of the things I'm also looking at is, I'll stop right there.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say, to go back to my question, so I love it that you're reaching out. And I know that I went to a meeting recently at the library there were two groups, and I was in the group that ended up with Victor, who's the director there at the library. And Victor was on the radio with me maybe a month or two ago. Anyway, and that was reaching out to the community, see what kind of a community we wanted and how the library would be a part of that and how the library could support in what ways the goals of at least the people that attended the meeting for our community. So I really admire that, and I admire doing that at a detail level for the Lifelong Learning Center. But do you see yourself as ever being a resource for other services, like referring people to the NIC classes or referring people to, I don't know, Al-Anon, if they come in and they have questions about a family member who's caught in alcohol and what their support could be. So being a referral out to resources.
I have actually just recently gave someone an option for NIC. Mm-hmm. So there are, as I learn more about what's available in the community as well, that we're always open to, because a lot of people will come in, even homeschoolers, and will ask me about different types of curriculum that are available. So being a resource center for that is definitely one of the things that we do.
I think that's awesome. Now, you mentioned tutoring, which is, I can think of so many, including adults, but specifically like high school kids or elementary age kids who need a little bit of support that maybe mom and dad feel they are not able to do, don't have time to do, the resources to do, like in math or reading, especially at the, you know, to get kids reading at their age level. So you provide, if a parent comes in, how does it work? How does someone get a tutoring class or a tutor set up for their, say, their high school kid?
It's pretty easy to do. If you go onto the library website, which is ebonnerlibrary.org, and under the picture, you'll see a bunch of icons, and one of the icons will say tutoring. So you click on tutoring, and the next page will open up, and there you can find, you can ask for a tutor. Tutor request, and then you click on that and give the information out of what you're looking for, what are your goals, and so forth. That's the first step.
I love this. I just did this. You guys can't see, but Frank could see that I was on the library website and I hit tutoring, the icon tutoring. It took me to the full detail page for tutoring and request a tutor, a great big box there that you click on. And of course, you know, as they put this together, they need to have a tutor available to be the tutor for whatever is the topic that you're looking at. And some of the opportunities here that you have is adult citizenship. So is this a person who is an immigrant to our country and they want to become a naturalized citizen? Is that what that's talking about?
Yes, that's what that's talking about.
We have offered that in the past. I haven't had that recently,
but it has been offered in the past, yes.
And who is the tutor? I mean, so we have, what does it take to be a tutor for someone to be tutored to become a naturalized citizen?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
What does a tutor, like if I want to say, you know what, I could make myself available to tutor someone into citizenship. That would really bless my heart. What do I have to know or do to be that tutor?
Yes. Oh, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. Okay, so if you go into the library website again, scroll the first page, scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a text that says volunteers. So click on volunteers. And then when that opens up, you will see where it says, I think it says something like become a volunteer.
Okay. I haven't found volunteers yet.
It's the bottom of, it's very bottom of the web page.
Bottom of the page is support employment. Oh, volunteer. There it is. Yes, it's little one, little print. Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. Volunteers. Apply to become. So you just apply to become a volunteer.
Right. It's very easy. And when you apply, it gives you a list of three different assignments that you would like to do. And tutoring is one of them. There's a whole list of different types of tutors. We even have technology tutors.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that technology tutor because I don't know if this tutor knows my Samsung phone. It's not broken. I'm the one that's broken. There are a few things that this phone wants to do that I just close it. I go, I don't know what you're talking about. So right. I need somebody to help me with my phone.
Yeah, we have.
Well, you have that?
I could go in. Yeah, we have actually tutors that are specialize in Android and PCs, okay. or iPhones and Macs.
Okay.
So everyone has their specific skill set for that.
I'm an Android girl, yeah. So okay.
So we could look for someone that meets that criteria.
Go to the library webpage, ebonnerlibrary.org, and really, literally, as Frank said, scroll all the way down to the bottom. I mean, just keep going, and it's in little print. And it'll say volunteer, and then that gets you to. So there perhaps are some special requirements to be a citizenship tutor?
Well, I have a list of tutors that have done it in the past. Usually, the curriculum itself would come from the government.
Of course,
So we would get people, usually people that have taught in the past. Mm-hmm. We're interested in doing something like that.
So if an experienced one is available, they would be at the top of the list. That makes sense.
Yeah. I have a list of people that will do that. Our tutors, we have a big range of tutors. Some are retired and some aren't. Some are young. We have engineers. We have people in the medical who have are retired. We're in the medical community. And we have retired teachers or people that are currently teaching. So we have a big array of people that could do different types of subject matters.
So now I was thinking about reading. If there's anything that I would recommend for parents and grandparents to line up for the younger kids, it's reading, to make sure that they are as strong and confident and at and above their reading level for school, because boy, Frank, I'm telling you, is there anything besides reading that really, I don't want to use the word guarantee, but really leads you to success, not just academic success, but in a relational success, business and career success, is being able to read accurately and confidently.
Yeah, one of the things we have in our program is the Barton Reading and Spelling System, which is basically designed for dyslexic kids, but it's great for everyone. And we have I have specific tutors that have been using it, and we're in the process of actually training some of our other liberal art tutors on the system. And so it's multi-sensory, and it basically connects the person with the sounds and the words, and it's a great system to work with, and we're able to assess people. So that's one of the things that we have. We have a lot of other tutors that use other types of curricula, but this is the main one that I think we've been using in the past.
And for reading specifically.
For reading, yes, spelling, reading, and also it includes some grammar within it too.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing system.
You know, I've probably, you've heard, and I'm trying to think where I've seen it. Was it on TV? It couldn't be TV. I don't watch that much. But anyway, there's an ad going around for an app, I guess it is, called Grammarly. And so you can turn in your email or your essay from school or whatever to this app called Grammarly, and it checks your grammar, it checks your spelling, and it even rewrites awkward phrasing where you were not, you know, you said it in too many words, and like I'm probably doing right now, and it cleans it up so it's punchy and direct, and you know, you're going to impress your boss. I'm like, what? You know? Yeah. You have to be able to do that yourself, don't you?
Yes. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to just type everything out, and if it checks it, it doesn't find very many mistakes?
Yeah, that would be.
It would be better just to have.
That would be the fun.
Instead of relying on something like some people like for math, a lot of you don't want to rely on your calculator to do everything for you. So those are good tools.
Yeah.
But from my perspective, let's get strong in your grammar. Let's get strong in your math and use it. You know, you're using it for every day. So.
Exactly. It's not like you can be talking to your boss and then all of a sudden you say, I want to take this verbal thing I want to say and send it through Grammarly before I open my mouth. And the other thing is, we want to be brain strong. This is the way you learn lifelong, is to have a brain that is exercised, and active and challenged.
Yeah, if you're always looking for something, learning something new, being creative, having a pursuit, something you wanted to do in the past and now you're interested, it'd be great for everyone to pursue that.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. Not only speaking and writing well and math and reading, but anything really that challenge yourself. All right, everybody, I've said it quite a bit. The name of our guest today from East Bonner County Library, if you will call 208 265-8255. You can have a free Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. This looks like a really good book. And I don't know that we don't have anybody out there that doesn't know Frank's name. So many of my listeners are driving around in their car or their truck or their delivery van or something, so they're not always free to call. Back in the day when it was okay, you could still, you know, hands-free hadn't to... give us a call, give us his name, and you're going to get a free book. It's easy, it's fun, and it's free. We're going to take a break right now, so we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry a large inventory of truck and heavy equipment parts. Their ASE-certified technicians specialize in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Call 263-4643 or stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 to 5, Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Attention off-road and overland enthusiasts. Selkirk Off-Road is an overland outfitter shop that specializes in getting you set up with some of the best products on the market. They can assist you in helping make that dream build a reality. Their current build offerings include truck campers, solar setups, rooftop tents, bumpers, and more. Selkirk Off-Road is also the authorized Alucab dealer for the entire Inland Northwest, located at 89 McGee Road, just off Highway 200 in Sandpoint, Idaho. Online at selkirkoffroad.com.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old powerhouse building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 208-877-6000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 1 week. I am a local private real estate investor, and I am here to help you. I buy multiple houses every month in any condition and any price range in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, behind in payment houses. I will even buy foreclosures and haunted houses. Woo! Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I love buying fixer-uppers. Regardless of your situation, I understand life happens, and I would love to talk with you and see how I can help. If you want to sell fast, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, you guys, welcome in again. We are talking with Frank Fodoraro. He's with the East Bonner County Library, and he is, I guess I'll call you the manager of the Lifelong Learning Center, and it's got tutoring and proctoring, and we're just learning all of the details of the amazing opportunities that are there, both to be tutored and to be a tutor in citizenship and academic topics. And you had mentioned earlier that you, being the Lifelong Learning Center, do tutoring in GED and the SAT. So explain how that works, because usually that's through the school system. So how does it work that people, at some point in their life, they need it and can access that through the library?
Right. I think the GED, well, a lot of the people that come in for GEDs, they may be older, dropped out of school, and want to get their GED. We also have homeschoolers that have gone through and finished high school, and they want to just get a GED, go through and get that type of certification. So we have, I just lost my train of thought.
Well, GED and then the SAT.
SATs.
Yeah.
So specifically GED for the library, a lot of people can go to NIC and go through that program there, which would be great, and I know that's available too. We have other people that might need a little more time and effort to learn some of the materials. So we're there to help out to kind of support them on that. So for example, if someone hasn't gone through high school, then we can start from scratch and work and build them up like on math and other things. So it kind of gives them enough time to work on those things that they need work on. Now, SATs, we have a couple students or learners that have requested SAT help. And again, they can get that in school as well. But I think they just want an extra support. They want to sit down with someone and get that one-on-one. Because I think whenever someone is difficult in some sort of subject, the best thing to do is bring them to a tutor, right? Bring them one-on-one.
It's true.
And so it gives them the opportunity to work with someone to hash out the things that they need to work on.
You know, Frank, I think that a big part of taking these exams that happen in our life, exams, you know, throughout high school and university or even trade. I mean, I had a grandson that was going through the Ford certification, and it was like hands-on at the dealership, but then they would fly the students from, if it was the Northwest, they'd fly to Seattle, and they'd have like 3 days of classroom and testing. And so a big part of testing is to be able to relax into the exam. And a lot of people get so panicked and so afraid and not confident that even if they know what the answers are, they know how to find the answers through the reading or the math, they stumble and they have trouble. So I totally agree that some tutoring prior to a big exam or any kind of exam is really beneficial.
Yeah, it's confidence builder.
Exactly.
It's a confidence builder, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It allows them to be more detailed in their what their needs are and what they want to focus on. So I think I don't see us being there to take over what other organizations are doing. I just see us as a supplement for that. Mm-hmm. And everyone has different needs. So whatever needs that they need that we can offer to help with, then we're there to help with that.
I agree with that. What about proctoring? Proctoring to me means there's an entity from somewhere out that has an exam, and they need to have a person, people of integrity, administer this exam and watch over that the timing and the rules are followed.
Yes.
So,
and every school seems to be different. Some people could come in. Sometimes, well, for the most part, if you're proctoring an exam, you need to be authorized through them, and you have to go through and become an authorized exam
proctor. Absolutely.
And so a lot of the schools do things differently. They may take the exam on a computer, or they may take the exam on paper. Either way, we're accommodating to that. And while they're taking an exam, someone has to be there to make sure that whatever it is that they need to do, like you can't have electronics around you.
Exactly. You cannot be looking up the answer on the internet. And timing is also a part of it.
Timing.
So many tests are timed. You've got X amount of time, ding, it's over, you have to stop.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're able to observe and listen in, or we have a special room for proctoring. So it allows us to be able to have that function for the universities or colleges that have students that are actually learning online, and it allows them to come in and take those tests. So I had students from out of state as well come in and take tests. Yeah. Different colleges.
Yeah, so. Excellent. Well, we've been spending a lot of time on the lifelong learning and tutoring and proctoring because to me, it is just, it's such a high value item that I just think parents need to make sure that you know that you can get tutoring for your child, for your teen, there at the library, and it's free. And but there are tons of other programs at the library, and we're not going to go into detail. It's not Frank's area that he supervises, but he's here with the list. And I'll just tell you, first of all, you can go online to the library and click and find their calendar, and then it's an interactive calendar, and that you can click on the day you're interested in, and it pops up and tell you what's going on. This afternoon for the littles, there's arts and crafty thing going on. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's 3 o'clock this afternoon. There's a crafty kind of thing for the little kids.
Crafternoon.
Yes. There we go. And tomorrow, I mean, that's just one of the things that are going on. Tomorrow, one of the options that is teen hangout, which I thought was very cool, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like that after school time, is teen hangout there at the library. So supervised, safe, and a good place for your kids to end up doing their homework.
All right.
So what are some of the other programs and availabilities? I mean, I always go in, if I'm ever in the library, I always wander back to where all the magazines are. Because who can afford magazines anymore? And I like to have the magazine in my hand. Digital magazines.
Something tangible.
I know, something tangible in my hand. I just don't cut out the coupons or whatever. But
it's a generational thing.
Ew, my gosh. I knew you were going to say that.
When it comes to music, I was like, albums. Now we get CDs. Now kids today have never...
I know they don't know what a CD is. How could they not know? CDs are still actually around.
But they are, but they're not really...
Not for the kids, I really, guess. All right, so what are some of the other programs? Of course, newspapers, magazines. What about digital availability? What's up with that?
Yeah, on the website, this is something that I'm always amazed of the things that we have at the library, and I'm always learning new things. And with our digital library, if you go onto the website, ebonnerlibrary.org, on the top you'll see it should say digital library. Somewhere around there. And so if you click on digital library, it's free for those patrons that are in the county. And there's all these different topics that you can click on and get information for. And the thing that really was kind of neat about this is that, for example, we have some people interested in brushing up on their English or learning more English or learning another language. What we have available on it, we have Rosetta Stone, we have what's called a Pronunciator, and Mango. These are all available on the digital library. So if you look at, there are different topics that you could click onto, like a reading topic or category, listen and watch. If you click on listen and watch, you got... Hoopla and Overdrive. And Hoopla, basically, you get audiobooks, ebooks, movies, magazines.
I need to sign up for Hoopla because I've got Libby right now, but I think it was Victor that was telling me that Hoopla's got even more. You know, the idea is there's an enormous amount of information out there on the web, right? And what the library has done, and there are many, many, many options here digital, but you've sorted through and found some really good ones. Like I just saw a digital access point that was maps, I think it was. My world travel was one, and maps online. So I could Google maps online and go out and probably get, 16,000 hits. So how do I know which one I really want to go to that's the most updated, that's the best, or that's the easiest to use or whatever? I'm assuming the library has already figured that out, and you have given me an access point here.
Yes.
To go to Maps and find it.
Did you click on, you said travel? You clicked on travel?
I clicked on Maps online down there, but okay. I haven't clicked on travel yet.
It's like
in the thing. Oh, I see it
if
there.
If you look on travel, you see like Global Road Warrior.
Yeah.
It's perfect if you're going through on a trip to a foreign country. You have cultural tips, how to behave in a business meeting, you know, electrical outlets, so that you're expected, you know, to come across. So there's a lot of information out there. And if you click on travel, you'll get a lot of the language, learn how to learn a certain language as well.
I guess what I'm trying to emphasize also is that you can do that without the library. You can, you know, go ahead and Google or Brave or DuckDuckGo or whatever it is you like to use. However, there's been a certain amount of overview that's given from the library to kind of organize this for you so you can see at a glance. I'm looking at digital library and it's read, listen and watch, learn, research, auto, career, DIY, health, travel, homework, help. So you've kind of organized it for me to help me figure things out, and I like that a lot.
It is. It's organized. There's actually in the health section, there's Live Better Idaho and connects you to Idaho services.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of things that you can access. And I found myself going on there and looking at different things. It's like, well, I could spend like all day on this thing.
I know. I'm developing too much of a relationship with my phone. I haven't named it yet, but I'm getting close. All right. We're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now. When we come back, we have more information for you from our East Bonner County Library.
Jim and Sonny here. Come to Parker Subaru. We have the right car to fit your budget and get the customer service and attention you deserve.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Parker Subaru has the right vehicle to meet your needs. From sedans like the Impreza, the longest lasting vehicle in its class, and the Legacy with the largest, most comfortable interior yet. Thinking of a crossover? We have the best at Parker Subaru. Choose from the fuel-efficient Crosstrek, the Forester loaded with safety and tech features beyond the competition, or the legendary Go Anywhere Outback. Or if you need a full-size SUV, check out the Ascent with plenty of ground clearance and 5,000 pounds towing capacity. Make sure your service and repairs are done to Subaru specification. At Parker Subaru, we have a full-service department with fully certified technicians. We'll ensure the job is done quickly.
Come to Parker Subaru and get the award-winning attention you deserve. We're at Highway 95 in Dalton and Coeur d'Alene.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis, 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
Would you know what to do in a poison emergency? Would you know whom to call? Well, the answer is Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Poison Help is a 24/7 government hotline staffed by poison experts. It's free to call and available in over 100 languages. Every second counts in a poison emergency. Don't waste it wondering who to call. Save Poison Help in your phone today. 1-800-222-1222.
Yafe Bistro offers organic meat and vegetarian dishes right here in downtown Sandpoint.
Hi, I'm Charisse Moore. Not only is the food really good, but the skincare line is wonderful. My favorites are the serum, the moisturizer, and the foundation. It's better than anything I've ever tried.
We have a wellness bar with herbal teas. We offer detox cleanses. We're a bistro, a boutique, and an overall experience. Yafei Wellness and Bistro, located at 2nd and Church.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Hey everybody, welcome in. This is your last chance to call the radio station today, 208-265-8255, and tell Pat the name of our guest. And I'll just tell you right now, it's Frank Federaro. He's with the East Bonner County Library. And if you call and you tell the name of our guest that I just gave you, you're going to get a free chicken soup for the soul. This is a big book. This is like 350 pages, and it's gorgeous. 10 Keys to Unlocking a Happier You. It talks about gratitude and forgiveness and pursuing your passions and getting outside in nature. But the thing about the Chicken Soup for the Soul books is they tell you all this stuff in little vignettes of real life people, like 2 pages. So you can just jump in and read wherever you want to read. You don't have to read all the way through. It's not a great big boring book at all. It's a beautiful book. It's yours free if you'll call up 208-265-8255 and tell us the name of our guest today. So, Frank, I think that our audience wants to know about you. Did you grow up in the Northwest, or how did you end up in our little neck of the woods?
Well, it's a long story. I'll try. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but here we go. I'm originally from New Jersey, and I went to high school in upstate New York. Went to a military school, and my coach there introduced me to. I was heavily into athletics at the time, and I was interested in healthcare, and my coach introduced me to sports medicine, athletic training. From there, I got a degree in sports medicine, and then from there, I went over and got my doctorate in chiropractic. So I'm a chiropractic doctor that I practiced in California for some 20 or so years, and through that. You look shocked.
I'm just like serendipity here. I'm just liking it a lot.
Yeah. And so I was just mentioning that before we were on break that I'm like the epitome of lifelong learning. Yes. Where I have a background in music. When I was going through graduate school, I played in a band. When I went and practiced as a chiropractor, after a few years of practicing, I also started working at one of the chiropractic colleges where I was a supervising clinician. Mm-hmm. And it's like a residency for chiropractors where you're working in the clinic system. And this is where I got the education thing. I loved education and being involved in that. From there, I got certified in multimedia. This was the time when we were starting to get more into computers and education. And while teaching, I got my master's degree in educational technology. So as I progressed, I've done so many different things in my life that involved a lot of different.
I need to start making a list here. We got sports medicine, chiropractor. You were like a clinician, a teaching clinician of chiropractic, and now you got your master's in what?
Educational technology.
Teaching
in chiropractic, right? I've done a lot of different things because during that time, I was always interested in multimedia music. And I even went and got certified to do Pro Tools. I got involved in a lot of different things, like there are a lot of effects houses or companies that do sound. Graphic design and effects for movies. And I got asked to do consulting for one of the movies. This is a time when they were putting the markers on bodies, and they're looking at structure and function. and I consulted with them.
Because of your chiropractic knowledge, yes, you knew how to make it look real.
Clinical biomechanics, right. It was used for a movie and did things like develop curriculum for NASA, engineering software and hardware engineers, because I had the educational technology background. And all through that time, I kind of grew, like we talked about growing.
Totally lifelong
growing.
Learning. You're like the hero of lifelong learning.
And then I slowly moved out. My wife and I decided to come up here mm-hmm. to Northern Idaho. And it was about 15 or so years ago, over 15 years ago. Prior to leaving, I worked at a university in California where I was a coordinator of instructional technology. I started teaching online, graduate and undergraduate students. Moved up here. I got involved in the school system here, also in Pend'Oreille District. Before coming to this job, I was teaching science at a therapeutic boarding school.
That up in Bonner's Ferry?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I know that school.
Yes, and so I taught science, and they also asked me to start a commercial music program.
Oh.
So I started a commercial music program there.
You know what? I mean, we're like on page 6 of your resume. Your resume is crazy interesting. So how did you get to the library?
So from there, I loved teaching, and I loved doing the commercial music. I felt like I was making positive changes in students' life, developing neural pathways with creative and the academic part. The position opened in Sandpoint Library for lifelong learning, and I thought, that's kind of me. that's me.
It is
as a person, I know what I felt. God was kind of like directing me there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like your time is done here, and look at this opportunity. And I always wanted to work at the library. I thought the library was a neat place to work. So I applied and got the job as lifelong learning coordinator there. And so whenever I'm there working and I'm with individuals that are, they see the spark in their eyes. They're on a certain journey, and I'm excited to be there with them to help them wherever I can. So it's an exciting job. It's an opportunity.
You know what? This book we're giving away, Frank, it makes me wonder. I'm just trying to look down this list here. I think one of the keys to happiness is called curiosity. To be curious, whether it's a person you're meeting or a new book or a new piece of music or a new activity or a new lifelong learning objective. It doesn't have just a new recipe in the kitchen.
Right.
That kind of desire to keep learning and knowing people, to me, that is so. And you are the poster child.
I am.
For that, to keep reaching out.
Yeah, constantly learning. I am. My wife tells me I am a perpetual student.
You're a perpetual. You're also a perpetual teacher, though, too.
Yes.
So you're both.
Yes. To be a good teacher, you have to be able to learn and be able to adjust.
I love with all this learning and doing and page 7 of your resume that you love the Lord. And you also, I don't know if you mentioned it, you mentioned music, but you mentioned that you play the guitar.
I do. Yes, I do. I've got involved at churches I would play electric guitar. So it would be more soloing lead stuff.
Do you
as well.
Sing also, or you just like you're the music guy?
It's better off to find someone else to sing for me, but I could sing. When it comes to like leading worship at a church, then that's something I can do.
Yeah.
But if as far as performing, then I would leave that up to someone who's got a better.
Oh yeah,
better
performing is that's a whole different territory. All right, well listen, we're going to let that be a beautiful last word. I've so enjoyed talking with you today. I thank you for the work that you do at the library, and know that all the people of all the ages that come in for the lifelong learning are truly blessed.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure meeting you
thank
and
you.
Talking to you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, come on back next week. My guest will be Dan Fisher. He's calling in from Oklahoma. He is all about the Black Robe Patriots, the pastors back in the American Revolution who left their congregation, asked the men to follow with their guns, and they went out and fought. It's an amazing story. History I didn't know about, so you're going to be really blessed.